Miles Davis was born on May 26, 1926, in Alton, Illinois, 18 miles north of St. Louis. He had an older sister, Dorothy May. I'm looking at Wikipedia. Oh, that's crazy. Well, he was born there. He then, I think, moved to St. Louis eventually. Yeah, East St. Louis, Illinois, during the Great Depression. His mother always wanted him to play the violin. His mother was a violinist. He did not. He played the trumpet, as we all know. Today on Broadcast from Limbo, we're celebrating the genius that is Miles Davis. It was his birthday on Tuesday, and all I did was listen to Miles Davis at work. And I will say, I was really grumpy because we had Monday off, and I didn't want to go to work, and I was feeling ill. And there's nothing like cool jazz and funk jazz to put you in better spirits. It's been my medicine this week. I've been sick for, this is the sixth time in a calendar year. Let's go. But we're here. My name is Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo. So what you just heard, of course, the first song you played this evening was So What off of Kind of Blue. I didn't play Kind of Blue because it's 30 minutes and that felt a little excessive. I'm reserving my 30-minute song to Grateful Dead one day, but that's not today. And then we just heard Bags' Groove off of Bags' Groove. That featured Thelonious Monk, very famous pianist, as we all know. This episode is revolving around Miles Davis, people he's inspired, and musicians who he came up with. This next one's one of my favorites, Dizzy Gillespie. I was reading the Wikipedia earlier today more in depth, and I didn't realize like how in tandem these two were together, at least in Davis's early years in New York, in Harlem. They played all the time together, and I love Dizzy, so I wanted to play one of my favorite songs, and then she stopped. It's one of my favorites. There's a live version on YouTube you can watch, and it's like, Gillespie has a very fun way of performing where there's lots of theatrics involved. Like, it's never too much theatrics where it feels overplayed, but it's definitely entertaining, to say the least. I mean, his style of playing the trumpet is also, you know, it's very well known. He plays it, I guess, quote unquote, the improper way. You're not supposed to hold that much air in your cheeks. But hey, he did it, and it gave him a unique sound, and I'm excited to play him for you guys. And then we'll follow up with some more Miles Davis that was suggested by a wonderful listener. Shout out to Ignacio. He suggested the next two I'll play after some Dizzy. Thanks for tuning in. It's a very busy day today in the mission. It's wild. But people seem to be having fun, but it's nice to be here in the studio at Radio Valencia, playing some more calm stuff. Feels very therapeutic. So thank you for joining me. I'm Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo Live, transmissions from the mission from Radio Valencia. Thank you for joining me. Thank you. That was Fat Time off of The Man with the Horn. That was suggested by a dear viewer and listener. You can't really view this, I guess. It's a fucking radio show. By Ignacio. He's been texting me. I doubt he's listening because he really wants to listen to my set. He just wants to make sure that I'm playing the things he suggested. No, I'm fucking with him. He wants the audience to know that Mike Stern, that was the guitarist who played, was barely in his 20s. Okay. Let that sink in. And then it's Marcus Miller on bass, which is, I mean, legendary. So, for your information. Guys, it's so busy outside. It's, it's making me a little anxious. People keep, I'm like, for reference, I am sick again. And I feel like shit. I'm on so many, like, decongestants. It's not even funny. I took both NyQuil and Benadryl last night. That's how desperate I was. It was one of those nights. So I feel a little fucked up. And, like, not in a fun way. Anyways, so when people are coming in, I just must be, seem like I'm, I don't know. I don't really care. Okay? It's my show. I do whatever I want. Besides when Ignacio tunes in and tells me to play things, then it's kind of his show too. I'm just fucking with them. Next we're gonna play my favorite Davis song, and I have a very intense love for this next album. It's Bitches Brew. On the Corner is my favorite album of his, but I love Bitches Brew. I used to work at this really shitty cafe off Divisadero and Hayes. It's not shitty, it's a pretty decent cafe, but it felt shitty working there, I suppose. And I would play this album to annoy the patrons when they would really piss me off. And I was never confronted to turn it off, but I was like prepped in my head that like if they ask me, I'll be like, "You want me to turn off Miles Davis? Are you, do you know who you're talking, like, this is Miles Davis. This is, like, a groundbreaking work." You know, I was going to be, like, one of those assholes. You know, just projecting my, you know, projecting. You know, it's what any good barista or server does, honestly. So this is Pharaoh's Dance by Miles Davis off Bitches Brew. Again, this was, like, kind of equally hard and easy. There's so many good things to play from Miles' discography, and I wanted to play a lot of him, and I also wanted to feature, we'll see a little later, some people he really inspired and worked in tandem with. We saw that with some Dizzy. There was some Thelonious I played earlier that has Miles on it and whatnot. But I just wanted to state all your favorite artists wouldn't be here without Davis. Hate to break it to you, he was kind of awesome and influential. So we're gonna play Pharaoh's Dance off of Bitches Brew, which is my favorite off the album, and then we'll go into Sivad. I believe that's how you say it. It's from the Live Evil album. It's a live song, kind of during the Bitches Brew era, and then we'll tune back in. And, like, God, it's like 35 minutes that whole set will be. But, hey, you don't want to hear me bitch and yap about how sick I feel and how awkward I feel having people stare at me and, like, come into the studio. Nobody wants to hear that. You just want to hear some Miles Davis, which I respect. So thank you for tuning in. My name is Jasper. This is broadcast from Limbo every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Rain, shine, ill, healthy, decrepit, alive. I'll be here, waiting for you to listen. This is Jasper yet again. Thank you for listening. This is Radio Valencia. Thanks for tuning in.